Yeah, just think you'll be ready in the next few seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2,
take a picture,
and start.
Happy 4th of July! Yay! Bum-ba-bum. I don't know the song. Bum-ba-bum.
Sounds good. Bum-ba-bum.
Yeah. So, welcome. This is Min Su from the Gold Standard Podcast. Today, well, it's not the 4th of July, but I know for those who are in the States, it's already there because the whole month they're going to be celebrating because it's 4th of July. Isn't so true? So I miss being in the States because 4th of July is a big, big day and then people party. But you know what? To be honest with you, I don't think I never really celebrate the 4th of July.
You never got to do it properly? Probably in the gym?
Maybe so. Well,
or eating pasta. Depends what time it was.
Yeah, probably. But in this episode, I wanted to talk about something very important. Because this is July, and like I mentioned before, we already spent the half of the year
right.
of 2017.
Full 6 months already gone, we're in
yeah.
month 7.
Oh, what have you done?
What
Joey?
Have I done? I've wished... Oh, by the way, hello, I'm Joey. And happy Canada Day also, right? That was a few days ago, July 1st.
Oh, happy
which
Canada
I never knew
Day.
About till I got to Korea, and there's a lot of Canadians, so they informed
oh,
me.
Oh, I did not know either, sorry.
Genius
oh.
name for a holiday, Canada Day, because it's in Canada, Canada
gotcha.
Day. Like Australia Day.
Okay, happy holiday everybody.
Yeah, happy 4th of July, happy Canada Day, happy Monday, I suppose,
yeah.
for the rest of us.
Right.
So yeah, Minsu is, we were talking a little bit about this before we went live, and Minsu was saying it's half year report time, right? So it's
right.
time to look back,
totally. I really,
do a bit of reflection on your own year.
Okay, I have to tell you this because when we start this podcast, I believe it's March.
March, it was.
And then
March.
We talk about the year of my goals and things
mm-hmm.
like that. And already July, and definitely we gotta go back. And I'm gonna tell you what my goal was for the year, and then where I am now, and what I'm gonna do about it. So for those who haven't checked out the first episode, you can always go back and
yep.
listen. So
it's
you
all
know
in the archives.
That I'm not lying.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna tell you what my goal was for the year. There were many goals, but things that I remember now is first thing was YouTube. My goal was to reach 25,000 subscribers. And guess what happened?
Did you do it?
I actually reached 30,000 in March.
Nice.
30,000 in March. My
March
goal was 25.
Yeah.
And like I was so surprised and I'm just want to tell you, like, hard work pays off if you want to be consistent and if you put the work in it, and you will get there. So now I changed my goals to 150,000.
150,000? What are you on now, actually, by July?
I am now 52.
52,000.
So yeah, July, now it's at the end of the June, I have 50, actually almost 53.
Yeah.
So 53,000 subscribers, and my goal is 150,000 by the end of the year.
By the end
of
the year, yeah.
I think I can do it.
It's doable.
Sure.
Definitely.
So I need your help. If you haven't subscribed to my channel, please help and subscribe and share and like.
By the way, on your YouTube, you update it quite often, right?
Yeah. I think one of the key for YouTube, if you want to start your own YouTube channel, which I think you should, whatever you are interested in, because now the world is shifting towards YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's watching YouTube. And you, whatever you like, you can talk about anything you like, you're interested in. So obviously mine is more focusing on fitness and health. And I do release 3 videos per week. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Nice.
Monday is English, and then Wednesday and then Friday, it's normally Korean.
Mm-hmm.
But you can still check out because it's kind of... I mean, versus like language, because
mm-hmm.
I show you with my body, so I think we'll have no
body
problems.
Language. Yes.
Yeah.
So, is it usually workout focused, or is it a lot of advice giving? Or?
Sometimes advice, and I also do YouTube live chat, so it's every like weekend on Sunday. So you can tell like those numbers. I did not reach my goals doing nothing. I really
mm-hmm.
put my efforts.
Put the work in.
Yeah, and then I think about how I can make better contents, and then I actually did it. So If you are thinking about doing something, reaching your goals, for sure you really have to do it, otherwise nothing will get done. So that's one lesson that I learned. And when you see the numbers growing, and then when you see you reach your goals like that, then like you work even harder. It's same thing like losing weight. If you get into fitness and then strict diet, you will see the differences. And once you see the change on your body, oh man, like I lost like, you know, inches my pants. Mm-hmm. And you see the differences, and then you become more motivated doing something even harder. So I think, but the point is you have to get there. And if you want to get there, then you really have to spend some time and effort. And then from there, you will see the changes and you can actually put more effort.
Exactly. So goal one was YouTube followers to get to 25,000.
Yep.
You smashed that by March.
Smashed it.
It's June, July now. You're past 50,000 and you're going to keep on going for 150 is the goal. So
and again, like because you reach your goals, don't settle. You know, like I go for like a lot bigger numbers, but I think I can do it. So if you have reached your goals, good job. You know,
exactly.
We did a great job, but we still have 6 more months to go, so let's push it even harder.
Yeah, you don't have to sit
challenge.
Back. Yeah, you don't have to sit back and be happy. You can just be satisfied, enjoy the moment, continue.
Yeah.
Put a check. Okay, check.
Yeah.
I'm going to write it actually physically here. Check. YouTube followers. Nice.
But not everything is perfect.
Right, what's
my
the next,
next
one?
My next goal was reading 25 books before the year, meaning reading 2 books per month,
mm-hmm.
but I kind of stopped in April. Like,
yeah, it's not as easy as it sounds. Actually, people might think.
I know.
Think, yeah.
It's like I was pretty good reading like one book per week.
Right, and you're reading some
beginning.
Heavy material books.
Yeah.
It's not like kids' books. Or
so, but then since
Harry
April,
Potter.
After I got back from Bali and
mm-hmm.
I caught up with things like doing this and that, and I wasn't really being able to read more books, and I feel bad about it. But it's a good time to. Good think about, you know, now, like, okay, I'm gonna do it again. So, rather, I think maybe I can use, like, audiobook. And,
yeah.
You know how I sometimes just read the book, but if you can have an audiobook, then whenever I go, like, commute time, whenever I take the subway from meeting to meeting, and I definitely should use those time to finish the book. So now I changed my strategies. I used to just read the hard copy book,
mm.
and it's kind of hard to finish the whole things. And now I think I'm gonna get the audiobook and then finish or listen to it when I have a free time in the between. So my goal is still to finish the 25 book
mm-hmm.
by the year, but I have to just work real hard. I mean, I think it's not gonna be hard because if you listen to the audiobook between your free time, then you will get there.
Exactly.
So,
but the audiobooks as well, you can take them anywhere with you. It's convenient. There's a lot of free material online as well, because once
right.
a book goes out of copyright, a lot
mm-hmm.
of classics, like at the moment I'm listening to Moby Dick, which I've read a few times, but just
yeah.
to hear it again, it's read by some famous actors
right.
and stuff like that, and I can
yes.
listen to it. And there's a website that provides, I can send you the website
please.
If you want, and it links to a lot of books that you can put onto your iTunes.
Is it free too?
It's free,
oh,
yep.
Awesome.
So first you go to iTunes, you get the Go Standard with Minsu Go, you subscribe,
right.
and next you get some books you can listen to. And
right. And also
great.
This is a great way to, you can listen to, you don't have to really spend, like, make time to listen to my podcast, but it's something that you do it when
yeah.
you're free time and when you're, you know, waiting for your
yeah.
friends or meeting.
On the exercise bike.
Yeah,
or
even exercise bike. I think this is great. So
yeah.
that's so basically what I'm saying, and I failed my second goal, but I'm going to make it happen. So let's do it.
Nice. How many would you say you have just as a you can be honest with us.
Till April. So maybe like 6 books
yeah.
I read?
That's
all right.
Yeah. No, that's not bad. But if you get 6, and then just keep going, and then reassess at the end of the year.
Yeah. Because the thing is, I'm writing my book right now, so
right.
whenever I have time, I write a book. And then I look for the research and things. But, sorry, I'm making excuses. I'll read it, so I'll let you know.
Fair enough. Okay, lovely. So, on to the next goal you had, which was... Jiu-jitsu.
So, jiu-jitsu, yes.
Yeah.
So, martial art. I actually started last year, September, I think. And my goal for this year was getting a blue belt.
Mm, right.
And actually I got the two stripes.
Yes.
For white belt.
Yeah.
But what happened was, I was, for those who has followed my podcast, that you already know what happened. I was getting ready for the competition, and while I was getting ready, I got injured and my wrist got popped, and it got so bad, so I couldn't compete, and I was letting myself like a week or two break. But can you imagine, it still hurt, and I can't even do push-ups since then. So it really annoyed.
It set you back, right?
Yeah. Mm. It's like, and then it really like makes me not even want to practice. And there are more reasons other than that, but what I'm trying to say is I have not been able to practice jiu-jitsu lately.
Mm.
And I feel quite bad about it, but I actually, I'm still training, you know. It's like I still do some related training for jiu-jitsu. Not really working on the skills, but I still do my bodyweight training. Instead, I actually got into this swimming.
Right, you switched over.
So. Right, so because the biggest fear I have whole my life was, I'm afraid of being in the water.
Yeah.
So even though I love enjoying water sports, there's no way I can do it because I'm freaked out in the water. Like, how can you do it? So my goal was not just becoming swimming, like, sports player,
yeah.
swimmer.
Professional swimmer.
Yeah, I don't want to be
Michael Phelps.
Yeah, I'm not even, no. But I just want to be able to enjoy being in the water. That's all my goal. And I've been taking classes since April,
yes.
May, June. So it's been already 3 months. I am getting better, like, for sure. I'm so much better than before, but obviously I'm not perfect. But I'm still doing it. What is this?
Backstroke.
And then I do?
What's that?
The regular.
We just call it the regular.
Yeah, the regular seems
the breaststroke, the backstroke.
That's why I can do it. Still, I'm freaked out, but I'm definitely getting better. I'm happy about it. So I think that's more important. So jiu-jitsu, I feel a little bit, I want to definitely do it again. I'm not quitting.
Right.
One thing that I can tell you, just because I'm stopped or pausing doesn't mean that I'm quitting. I will get back. But I think it's more important for me to, you know, heal my injury first, because my wrist is important, you know?
Yeah, right.
Of course, other body parts too. So it's really annoying when you are not able to do push-ups. That is bad. Or even plank. So I'm going to make sure that my wrist is getting better and then start doing it again. So swimming is going well. Another one that I was doing was, I was playing golf. Golf, something that I'm not good at.
Yeah.
It's just so hard, but I'm doing it. My goal was like, I don't even want to talk about the goals. So I'm still doing it, but I don't know. I just have no comments on playing golf.
Golf. You gave golf a go. But
I do it because sometimes, you know, you meet golfer and then you talk about it, and especially in the business,
yes.
You know, a lot of Korean men,
right.
Business, they do it. They
a lot of deals are made,
yeah,
on
so
the golf course.
You don't want to be like, what's golf? You know, I don't know how to do it. I mean, I just kind of do it because when I get along or when I meet people who's doing it, oh, actually, the main reason was for me, it was icebreaker between me and my dad. Like,
yes.
My dad plays golf, and I wanted to play golf with my dad because we don't really have anything common. And if I play golf, then I thought maybe we can share something in common and play. But my dad doesn't want to play golf with me, so there was no point. But
so.
at least I can hit the ball. I can hit it. And I can't. Okay, so about some updates on my golf skills. I can hit the ball, which is important.
Right.
And I can hit
three irons,
yeah. So number seven,
yeah.
And
three
driver,
seven called driver,
and then wood.
A wood as well.
Yeah.
Oof.
So I can do three drivers. So which is still better.
Yeah. Better
because
than most
people. Says you only need three when you play golf anyway. So
the 7 or the 9.
Yeah, I just have to keep practicing it. And it was in the beginning so hard for me to not using the power. I just didn't know how to do it. Like, my coach would say, relax. You don't do it with the like power, strength. It's not
technique.
About strength. So, but it's still hard. Even when I'm swimming, my teacher keeps saying, like, lose your strength. I mean, what is it?
Just loosen up.
Like, loosen up. Like, I thought I was loosening up, but they all kept saying, loosen up. So I still have a lot way to go, but I think I can feel like how to do it. Because sometimes, you know, I feel it. Oh, that's why people play golf. Because when it hits well, then
feels great.
Yeah, it feels really good. Like, it feels like, wow, what did I do? Like, it doesn't feel like I hit something. It's like so clear. And I think that's why people play golf. And I think it's fun. It's just frustrating because I don't get to, like, it's just so hard to hit the best or good one. So
to be consistent. And that's why there's very few professionals.
But I do want to be good at it. And I still want to do it. I mean, I'm a very competitive person as well. I mean, I want to be good at playing golf and swimming. And, oh, she's good, you know, because not many people are good at, like, those, like, playing golf. So,
would you say golf is similar to jiu-jitsu in that it's on hold at the moment, but you haven't quit it, or have you done enough with golf?
If I see, they are so different. Like, swimming, golf, and jiu-jitsu, they are one thing in common. So you have to use your strength, but you have to do it in the right timing. You don't hold it the whole time, but you have to use the strength, but you only use it when you have to. It's like when you swing the golf, you on the point, but then you have to really loosen go. And then swimming, when you pull the water, you have to use your strength, but and then you have to, like, relax.
Like, go with the water.
Yes, so I think that's the hardest part for the beginners to get or understand, but I think that's the one thing in common between all, like, even jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu, you have to use your strength, but only when you have to do it. You can't just use your strength the whole time because you're going to be so tired and you can't really do anything, you know?
Right. It's not a battle of the strongest, but who uses it the best.
And skills, definitely. Golf and swimming and jiu-jitsu, they all need to require certain skills. But the common things, you do need a core strength. Whatever you do have a great foundation, which is core. And then you gotta learn how to loosen up and then use the power, strength when you have to. I can say it, but I'm not good at it because I'm still working on it.
So would you put golf in fail section or success section or still in progress?
Still in progress.
Fair enough.
Goal
for
the, golf was actually, you know, the numbers people say?
Yeah. Handicap.
Handicap, right? So I wanted to do it under 9.
Under 90?
90.
So you wanted your handicap to be 18 or less, right?
No.
Yeah, I know you're totally,
so
handicap, right? That's, a lot in
maybe,
1 year.
Yeah, not good. So maybe my goal is under 100, or like 95 or something.
Okay.
So in 90s, that's my goal.
In the 90s.
In the
90s. Yeah.
My goal for this year, for golf, is in the 90s.
Yeah.
So see, sometimes you have to make changes. It's okay, you're not a loser because I don't get like under 80. I think it's still good because I'm not able to play golf every day. I get to play only once or twice a week. So still, you need to make a time and effort if you want to reach some goals. With mine, my status, I think between 90 or 100.
Yeah,
like, under 100 is still good.
Right.
So that's my goal.
So in progress. Have you ever tried screen golf, by the way?
No.
Yeah. I'm great at screen golf.
Really?
And Nintendo Wii golf. But real golf, no, fail.
But screen golf is similar, isn't it?
It's similar, but again, the atmosphere is different. You're indoors, you feel a little more comfortable.
So you know how to play golf?
Pretty much, yeah. My dad loves golf. So,
so your dad taught you?
Not really, I just watched him. He took it up quite late in life. He used to play table tennis, he moved on to golf. But I got it from, he watches a lot of golf, so just watching. And one disadvantage, I like to think it's an advantage, but it's disadvantage, is I'm left-handed. So.
Oh, I see.
But
no,
they have left-handed clubs in the screen golf, so it's good fun.
You know, one thing, interesting things I learned, like, people say, not only from people who play golf, but also swimming or jiu-jitsu, everybody, so because it requires good skills and good things, what they recommend me to do, you know what? Watching it. The
yes,
best, like,
exactly.
So watching the best swimmer or golfer, how they play, even jiu-jitsu, how they play, keep watching it, and then imagine how they move, and then it'll really give you a lot of ideas. So obviously, if you're just watching and not playing it, you don't get anywhere. But I think that there are certain, something, if there are people who are good at those, if they kept saying it, and I think there's something in there. You
right,
know? What
definitely.
Do you
think? No, it's a
so
huge example.
So you just
say
because
yeah.
you were growing up, you watched, you know
yeah.
what?
My dad watched
dad
a lot of golf.
And I was thought about because many people who's trying to give me advice, they keep saying, watch a lot of, you know, the,
right, right.
The,
you start to imitate
yeah.
or mimic
and then
it.
Imagine through your head
right.
and then swing it and like, imagine, like, it's kind of
yeah,
hard.
Right.
Like,
so, for example, my football team have recently got a lot better. And one of the big reasons is all the new guys we recruited, the new lads, they all watch football. They love football. They support
yeah.
a team. They'll watch the matches live. And then when they play, you can tell they know the game.
Yeah.
Even though we're not as good as, you know, even the best amateurs, we still know the game. And
right.
if you know the game, you're going to be better than if
right.
you have no idea. So that's same with golf. If you watch a bit of golf
right.
and you,
yeah.
you get to see the movements
yeah.
people make,
yeah.
yep, it's going to
I
be helpful.
I think that's, yeah, it's totally right. Because when I started fitness, like bodybuilding, weight training, I'm sure you know, some of you know, but I did not like properly learn from someone else. I actually watched people
mm-hmm.
who worked out at the gym. But what I did was I would watch people and then do things how they do it and I would imply apply to myself and try to find and keep studying it. But definitely like watching people who are good and it's giving because even though there are certain workouts like deadlift and squat, but everybody's doing it in different ways.
Right.
And
various
if you
techniques.
See if they have a good body, then you can see how they different doing it. Something is different than
right.
like regular. So I would like analyze or watch it and then see how they do it differently. And then I kind of take it and then
steal
use
their
it.
Secrets.
Yeah, steal it.
Nothing wrong with that.
And
yep.
then find out.
It's one of the reasons you make the YouTube videos, right? So people can see your form, see your technique,
mm-hmm.
and then they can try and follow that in the gym and
right,
see if
right.
they can get the results.
But
so.
Eventually, your body is different than mine, so you definitely have to find the way that works the best for you. You can keep the hint or the tips that I give you,
yeah.
but it's not going to be 100%
right, adapted
yeah,
to yourself.
For
yeah.
you, so you unless you have to use it and then try to find you know what's working the best for you. So,
yeah.
but definitely watching people who are good at it in any kind of sports or skills, and if you wanna be good at something, that's I think really good advice.
Yeah, great. So you've been very honest today. You've admitted that some things haven't been great, some things have been great, some things were unexpected, like the swimming that wasn't planned, but
mm-hmm.
it came along. You seized the opportunity. And that was a success story of this year. But we've got what 6 more months left. So.
Yeah.
What's your plan then for...
So, I still wanted to, I mean, like I said, I have not reached many other goals, but my goal for the rest of the year, I still have 6 more months,
mm-hmm.
so I'm going to keep pushing my goals because I want to be able to, oh, I did it at the end of the year, like, yes, I did it. And obviously, I'm going to increase, if I hit some level, I want to keep pushing myself to reach better goals. And I didn't tell you, but my goal was, one of my goals was making $100,000 by the year. I'm so far away from it, but you know, you never know. You never know how what's coming to you and you still just keep working on it because, yeah. But if you give up on your goals, then you never gonna make it. But if you don't give up, keep pushing, you might get slower, but there's higher percentage that you are gonna get there.
You'll
sure.
keep getting closer.
Yes, so definitely that is tip of the week.
Yeah.
Do not give up. Don't think that you don't have enough time. A lot of people saying, hey, Minsu, can I lose 10 pounds a week or things like that? Well, first of all, you don't want to just have an unrealistic like goals, but most important thing is you have to do it. Whether you're going to get there or not, if you don't start, there's no way you're going to get anywhere. So you might not be able to get where you want to be, but at least if you push it hard and work hard, you're going to get closer. So I always aiming for bigger and bigger goals. But sometimes, yeah, like YouTube, I didn't expect that I'm going to reach like 25,000
Right.
Like the half, even not a half, like first 2 months or three. So now I'm gonna have bigger goals, but you know what? I may get there in a couple of weeks.
Right, and like
months.
You said before, though, don't be afraid to fail, right? You set your goals, you go for them, and then if you get them,
you
perfect. If not,
fail is
super,
okay, but giving up is not okay.
Yes.
Because if you give up, then there's no way that you can.
Yeah, pointless.
Yeah, who's gonna do that for you? Nobody.
Yeah. Exactly.
So let's keep pushing. If you have reached your goals and then great job, yay, we just clap and then let's just celebrate things. But what's more important is how you really spend the rest of the time. There's a saying in Korea, the finishing is more important than how you started. I mean, starting,
how you finish,
how
is,
you
more
finish
important
is more important.
Start, yeah.
So it's good that you have started, but let's keep pushing it and then finish it strong, and then let's celebrate by the year, and we can set for another full goals for next year.
Yeah, lovely. So everyone who is on this journey with us, everyone's on their own journey, but we can share it with the Gold Standard. Congratulations if in the first half of the year you've successfully followed your goals. If not, like us, then that's okay. There's still 6 more months, there's still next year, there's still the rest of your life. So just keep pushing, keep going for it. Every day can be a step closer, right?
You know, it was very powerful. I made this video, the Year of Goals, on YouTube, and then I asked people to write down their own goals. And then for those who actually write down and then say it loud, they tend to reach their goals better than
right, they make a reality.
Yeah. So if you are watching this and listening to this, and if you have any goals for the rest of the year, whether you reached it half or not, write a little comment below. And what's your goals for the rest of the year, and then what you have done, and then what you want to do, what you want to accomplish. Then when you share it, and it doesn't matter, because you, when you say it, you feel more responsible, and then you will work harder to get there. And actually feel so great when I hear from people, I mean, so I actually reached this goal, and then I really respect those people who pushed it and then work hard and then they reached their goal. So do it for yourself, not for me.
Exactly, lovely stuff. So before we go, I just want to say again, happy Canada Day for the Canadians, happy 4th of July for the USAers, and happy July for the rest of us. And Minsu, do you want to say goodbye before we go?
Yeah, well, always check out my website, betterdubyminsugo.com, where you can find the podcast and my Instagram, YouTube, and everything else, and blog. And for those who don't know, my ebook is going to be released very soon. So please stay tuned and support, and you will find very motivating, inspiring, interesting information there. So this is my first book. I'm very excited, and thank you again in advance for your support, and I appreciate it. And don't forget to join us next week episode, and I will see you there. Stay active and be happy. Bye.
Hello there, Joey here once more. Before you head off, just want to say a very big thank you for listening to the Gold Standard with Minsu Go. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or whatever medium you use yourself. We really appreciate it, and it does help get the word out. All right, cheers.